time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There was a senator who gave a speech before Congress that was brilliant. I have never agreed with a politician more. Here is what he said. Quote, "The fact that we are here today to debate raising America's debt limit is a sign of leadership failure. It is a sign that the U.S. government can't pay its own bills. It is a sign that we now depend on ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies. Leadership means that the buck stops here. Instead, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today onto the backs of our children and grandchildren. America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. Americans deserve better." Unquote. This speech was given to Congress on March 20th, 2006, by then-Senator Barack Hussein Obama. It is true that we had a leadership failure in 2006, and it is true that we have a leadership failure today. Both Republicans and Democrats have failed the American people. The Republicans showed us that they do not have a backbone. They caved into the strong-arm policies of President Obama. I think it was all a big show. Both sides of the aisle have one thing in common. They are addicted to spending money. That is the power they crave. Every one of us knows someone who is bad with money. They get paid and are broke in a few days. They spend their money on drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, and the casino, and then they look for a handout when PG&E shuts off their power. Most of us have someone in our own family that fits this description. These same individuals have every credit card maxed out and yet are at the casino playing bingo every night. How do the credit card companies deal with these fiscally irresponsible people? Do they raise their credit limit every couple months? Does that seem like a smart business decision? How about we let the person with the bad credit and the maxed out credit cards decide what their own credit limit should be on the credit cards? Well, our government is that person. We, the American people, are the credit card company that has let the fiscally negligent government raise their own credit limit. Both sides of the aisle are responsible for this mess. Our once great country is spending itself to death. Since September 30th, 2012, we have gone further into debt at a rate of $2.64 billion per day. That is over $30,500 every second. By the time I'm done with this community comment, Barack Obama and the rest of the Washington, D.C. politicians will have increased our debt another $5.5 billion. This is unsustainable. It is mathematically impossible for our country to survive this spending. If the voters of this country continue to reelect the incumbents who are addicted to spending, then we only have ourselves to blame for economic demise. Congress has the lowest approval rating in our history, and yet 90% of them get reelected. We have to stop this trend. I have always told young voters that the best way to vote is Republican and no. I have now changed my opinion on this. We need to vote against every incumbent and vote no on every proposition. We really need term limits for congressmen, and with new blood, we just might be able to start to correct this fiscal disaster we now find ourselves in. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.